From the Fortress of Freedom in the center of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show, God Bless America, for Monday, April 15, 2019, Tax Day. And here are three big things you need to know. Three, Colorado has become the latest state to veer hard left. First, they joined the pact to violate the Constitution and eliminate the Electoral College, and now they set their sights on destroying the Second Amendment. Two, in Minnesota, the gruesome details of a five-year-old boy thrown from the third floor of the Mall of America. The suspect, just 24 years old, with no known connection to the kid. What the hell was that about? The little boy is still fighting to survive. And number one, as I said, it's tax day, and that means it's time to pay the piper if you haven't already. Millions of Americans have fought the temptation to just blow it off, and, well, they filed anyway. We'll find out now how many more of them made more money this year. Did you make more money since the overhaul of 2017? Did you make less? Most people did pretty well. They may have less in their refund, but when they get to the end of the year, they'll realize they made more because less came out of their paycheck overall. So, good news for you and good news for America overall. So, a lot of controversies around the present. Shock, I realize. One of these being the idea that he said, we should just ship all these illegals to sanctuary cities. And the left goes crazy, of course. The left goes crazy. Well, that's cruel. That's awful. How could you suggest such a thing? That's just awful. And among those, Senator Cory Booker, the left says it's cruel, it's mean-spirited. Now, wait a second. You have a sanctuary state like California. You'll take all comers. Doesn't matter. You give illegals driver's licenses. You give them free college education. You give them free government benefits. And you complain that the president says, hey, if you want them, we've got a lot for you. So you think it's good for the economy. How many times have you heard the left say, well, this surge of illegal aliens is good for the economy? Well, if it's so good for the economy, you ought to be going, hey, bring them all here. We're going to start printing cash around here in California. Of course, California is also home to 35%, fully 35% of every person living in poverty in America has one thing in common. They live in California. Cory Booker, among those that says sending illegals is cruel, immoral, mean-spirited, and so much more, and it'll make those places less safe. Less safe? Cory Booker, running for president, says illegal aliens make our world less safe? It's bite number five. You can hear him say it. Bite number five, Cory Booker, go.
Do you think this is an empty threat by the president, though, to talk about busing people from the border into these sanctuary cities? He likes to create friction sometimes to jumpstart, he says, a Congress that's not acting.
You say friction, I say he's trying to pit Americans against each other and make us less safe, because what you're seeing now...
So you take the threat seriously?
I take this. He is injecting fear into our country. And so if he was looking to solve a problem, he wouldn't be doing things to divide this country against itself. Beware of anybody that's trying to tell you to be afraid in the strongest country in the world, as opposed to showing our strength and our courage by pulling people together to find common sense solutions to solve this problem.
Well, I thought he did that. I thought he did that by sending the illegal aliens to sanctuary cities and states where they're embraced. But apparently Cory Booker says it makes us less safe. It creates fear. Why would it do that? You guys have embraced this notion of illegal immigrants living anywhere they want, having the right to vote and drive and be full participants in the American dream. Speak any language you want. You don't need to assimilate. We'll just make a place for you, and you can do what you want, and you can bring your third world mentality right here to America. Isn't that the whole point, Corey? I mean, isn't that what we're doing here by just letting anybody in anytime? Hey, you know, Beto says we should tear down the walls altogether. Yeah, just make it come and go as you please. Man, that'd make me proud to be a property owner on the Mexican border. Good luck with that. By the way, there is some common sense bleeding through in some places. Cher, yeah, Cher, that's Cher, the only Cher. Took to Twitter Sunday to point out that Los Angeles, a city with about 50,000 homeless people already, is ill-equipped to deal with a large influx of illegal immigrants, much less its own residents. Here's what she tweeted out. I understand helping struggling immigrants, but my city, Los Angeles, isn't taking care of its own. All in capitals. How about the 50,000 plus citizens who live on the streets, people who live below the poverty line and hungry? If my state can't take care of its own, many are vets, how can it take care of more? Did Donald Trump turn Cher into a Republican? The answer is you can't just take care of endless people. Bernie Sanders was right when he pointed out recently, you can't just take care of the whole world. America can't be the world's poorhouse. It's not, we don't have the means or the ability. America's not full, but we don't have endless resources and assets to pay for the whole world. There you go. So, Cher becomes a Republican. There's news for you. Ilhan Omar complaining and saying, she's tweeting this out. It's the only way anybody communicates anymore, but tweeting this, she tweets this out yesterday. I have experienced an increase in direct threats on my life, many directly referencing or replying to the president's video. I thank the Capitol Police, the FBI, the House Sergeant at Arms, and the Speaker of the House for their attention to these threats. In a statement, Omar continued and said, violent crimes and other acts of hate by right-wing extremists and white nationalists are on the rise in this country and around the world, which, by the way, is false. But it's a narrative that the left keeps pounding because not enough people like me say it's false. What happened is, at the end of 2017, 1,000 more police departments and agencies around the nation began reporting alleged hate crimes or crimes of bias to the FBI for review. And the parameters for which such a crime is reported, those parameters were widened. So the net's wider and you have 1,000 more agencies reporting and the number of hate crimes in America went up by 17%. You would have thought it would have gone up a lot more. I would have thought it would have gone up a lot more. So this notion that hate crimes are increasing, again, bunk. At any rate, Omar's statement, violent crimes and other acts of hate by right-wing extremists and white nationalists on the rise in this country and around the world. We can no longer ignore that they are being encouraged by the occupant of the highest office in the land. Again, garbage. Again, garbage. Of course, this comes in response to Ilhan Omar dismissing the 9/11 terrorist attacks as just some people did something. And that it somehow negatively impacted Muslim people in America and therefore that was terrible. Some people did something. Yeah, they killed 3,000 people. Meanwhile, Goldman Sachs says Donald Trump has a path to victory to be reelected. I agree with that. That path to victory runs through Michigan as it did before, and Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, and Ohio, and North Carolina, and Florida, and Georgia. That's all true. The Goldman Sachs also said, speaking of the Democratic field, the odds are higher than usual in this election that the eventual Democratic nominee could emerge from much further down the list. Bernie Sanders is the front runner right now, and will be until Joe Biden enters the race. It's April. Is Joe getting in or not? Goldman Sachs says Donald Trump has the inside track to win this whole thing, which he does. And his reelection campaign set to report that it raised more than $30 million in the first quarter of 2019. $30 million in the door. That is more than the top two Democratic rivals combined. The haul brings the campaign's cash on hand to $41 million. That is an unprecedented war chest for an incumbent president this early in the campaign, by the way. The Trump campaign said 99% of those donations were $200 or less. An average donation, $34. Think about that. Donald Trump has the grassroots in America. That should tell you a lot. The Steve Gruber Show.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country while you work or attend college. In return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.